Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am today's American Woman National Elegant Mrs. 2015, Elizabeth Reeve. Today I'm going to discuss appearances and how to make them. Many individuals say you must be the appearance queen. You have so many appearances a week that it's not funny. Well, some of my appearances are planned, and some of them are just ones that I show up at because I feel like it's an opportunity to educate and to promote the cause of that event. If you'd like to learn more about Today's American Woman, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. So let's talk about your event. Let's talk about your opportunity. Community has things going on constantly, small communities and large communities. But you have to be one that's motivated, and you also have to think outside the box. One thing that you really need to consider is how far can you go? And also, are the events taking place? What kind of transportation is available in your area? For me, I have to consider the fact I cannot drive. I am unable to drive. I have to think, when can I do things? Where can I do things? And what are my limitations? Okay. So I get out a piece of paper. I look at Facebook. Facebook has many great activities going on. Now, not all of them is going to fit within your appearance guidelines. Like, you may show up for something and it's completely strange, weird, mind-blowing. But other times, it will be the best thing that's happened. First of all, look at go to your Chamber of Commerce. That oftentimes, they know what's going on in the community. Look online. Look at different magazines. Find out through your churches what their plans are. You cannot just say, okay, I'm in a small town. I don't have anything that goes going on. Guess what? Maybe that's a sign that you may need to start providing activity. You may be the one that needs to say, okay, if there's not an activity, what can I do to make an activity happen? Some need to be more creative than others. Say that you have an animal shelter. What's going on at the animal shelter that you might be able to do? Call your animal shelter and say, hey, is there a way I could volunteer? Is there anything I can do? Is there a fundraiser I might be able to provide for? Make blankets. Go to your local Hobby Lobby and get some materials. Last night I went to Walmart and I picked up some fleece. I'm going to be doing some knots in the fleece, making one of those knot blankets. Actually, I'm going to be making a lot of them. And then I'm going to take those to the Humane Society, and that's going to be one of my appearances. School supplies right now is a high demand. What can you do for that? Can you not make a GoFundMe, get some money donated, and go buy some supplies? For $25, a little bit over. I spent some of my own money. I have supplies enough for 10 children. Maybe not their book bags, but I have their basics that they need. I have pencil boxes, crayons, glue, and the whole works. I have enough for 10 children. Another thing that you may look at doing is, what does your church need? Does the church need somebody to take care of the lawn? Does your church need somebody to come in and read to the children? Does your church need a servant for opening up doors for the elderly? Is there something you can do during the week that make it, suggest an activity to do for those that need extra help? Your individuals with disabilities need lots of help. A lot of them feel like they're alone. Maybe organize an event for them. There's so much to do in such small communities. Even if there's not one that's already created, you can create one. It does not take much to get for an event to take place. An event for individual children, you just need to come up with some games. Be creative. Use what you have. Maybe you can come up with, like, games for children and create a little carnival for them. You might be able to get on and do a virtual marathon. There's lots of sites that you can go to for virtual marathons. Think outside the box. Just because somebody else isn't doing it doesn't mean you can't do it. How about a cleanup day? Go and clean up your neighborhood. Clean up the lakes around you. Clean up the park. You may have to do it by yourself, but nobody said you can't. Nobody said you can't do a lot of these activities on your own. You are supposed to be a queen. You're supposed to be a leader. Leadership sometimes means going outside the box and getting things together. Okay, say that you know about some activities that's already taking place. Okay. For me last night, I looked up Facebook and I went to a couple of activities. One of the activities was supposed to be a book signing. It was called This Land. I went to it, and of course I had my sash on. Remember, if you're going to go to an event, wear your sash. It counts as an appearance. You go to it. And I subscribed to their magazine. They're going to be having 4 issues. I'm going to get to read more about what they have to say. But it was weird. Totally weird for me. But my husband said it reminded him of his pulp culture class whenever he was back in college. For me, it was weird. That's all I could say. I ended up taking a picture with one of the people that put out the magazine. It comes to find out it's more of a magazine than it's a book. But they also had other books. They had Wilma Mankiller books. They had T-shirts about this land, which is Oklahoma. It was really unique for me. And they were handing out these things that I thought was soda. It ended up being beer. In a case like that, don't drink the beer if you have a sash on. Just kind of slightly get rid of it. Because remember, you're not supposed to be having beer with your sash. But if you're in a position like that, you're still going to learn. You're still going to get to find out about that organization. You're still going to get to be immersed within a new environment. It's an appearance because you're learning. It's educational. Maybe not what you thought it was, still a good activity. Outside, they have palm reading. No, I did not participate in that. And they also had a food truck. The food truck was quite interesting by itself. It was for vegans. The lasagna was really good, I'm going to tell you that much. And the no-bake cookies, awesome. And they did have organic tea. So it wasn't a waste of time. And I got to listen to somebody read about a story that they had wrote about a child. And we had another one that stood up and talked about the Oprah moment where they need to clean and be able to come together after they have lost somebody. It was rather interesting, and it was something that I would never have indulged myself in had I been out on my own without needing to make appearances. It was a chance of a new opportunity. That's what appearances are about, is making new opportunities, going out and thinking outside the box and looking for those opportunities that normally you wouldn't have done by yourself. But because you are representing your pageant, you are actually wanting to make appearances, get to know things, get to have new ideas, have your mind open. That's what appearances are all about. Now, the second appearance I made last night, I kind of got confused about where everything was. I found the activities on Facebook. The first one was Paramount. And I went to the Paramount, and it was very interesting by itself. Because if I wanted to go in, it was a film festival. I was really confused about that whole incident. I found the Paramount. I got a sheet handed to me, but there's other activities going on around the same area. I was able to go down and try new pizza, and yes, last night was a fun time because I got to eat and eat and eat. But I also met up with some other individuals that were there. And then I found the gallery that I didn't think I was going to get to go to because I was going to go to the film festival. And so I went into the gallery, and that, too, was on Facebook. And it was a collaborative experiment where people started out with a piece of paper that was blank, and they were supposed to draw some lines and start out a piece of artwork that would start a conversation. And then they brought the piece of paper to get the artwork together, and each of the other artists to that masterpiece. And as you're sitting, rolling, standing, whatever, there, you get to see artwork being done, and you get to see different things happening to these pieces of art. It's supposed to go on for a while. And at the end, they're going to have another public opening. And you get to see exactly how these artworks turned out because everybody has added to the artwork. And that's a really unique concept. Everybody adding to each other's art pieces. And you're going to get to see what you actually get to end up with. That itself is a really neat idea. And some more other appearances that I made is I've looked into my culture. My culture, I'm Native American. I'm Cherokee, Delaware. And there's things here in Oklahoma called powwows. The powwow celebrations take place around Oklahoma, some nearby, some a little bit further away. I look up and see what powwow is going on that weekend. And from where the powwows are, I try to at least make one or two. The powwows are a unique celebration of culture and also includes the Great Spirit. The arena is very sacred. Okay, some of you guys say, I'm not Indian. You're lucky you're Indian, I'm not. That's what some of you guys say. But in your mind, you can still go to powwows and watch. You can still go learn. If you go and learn and you go to watch, then you can count that as an appearance because you're learning. Appearances are about being there, being seen, learning, asking questions. You don't have to kill yourself to make it an appearance. That, if you're wanting to work, that's called volunteer work. Appearances means showing up, being present, learning. Sometimes you're quiet at your appearances, and other times you're going to be the main focus of attention. But if you're there, you're recognized. People are going to see you. People are going to ask questions. People are going to look at your sash and say, what's your pageant about? Is there something, how can I become a part of it? Appearances are those things where you show up and you're able to talk about your pageant. No matter if you go up and you can even go to church activity and wear your sash and let them ask you, hey, what's this about? Anytime you're able to talk about your pageant, it's an appearance. Anytime you're able to educate on your platform, it's an appearance. Put the two together. Anytime that you're able to get out there and do. Now, does going to the grocery store count as an appearance? Stretching it. You can go to the grocery store and make an appearance, but that's stretching it. It needs to be something that you wouldn't normally go out and do. Something that you are able to promote your pageant, promote your platform. Does going to the movies count? It depends upon what type of movie. Here in Oklahoma City, they have weekly movies, but it's free at the Mary Garden. Different people come for the different movies, but it's a community event. It's an event being put on by the community for community awareness. Each week they do something different, and each week talks about different movies, such as we've had Back to the Future, we've had Paddington Bear, this week is Big Hero 6. There's a church that I would never have gone to normally, and they did a movie night, Church of the Servant. I would never have even thought about going close to them. I'm Catholic. I don't belong at the church. But because it was an open public event, I had the opportunity to go and celebrate with them and tell them about the pageant, tell about my platform, and celebrate with them. It was something I would never have done otherwise if I was not making an appearance. How about what kind of clubs do you have around? Kiwanis? Toastmasters? You can keep listing. Think about the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. What can you do with them? What kind of events do they have going on? Eastern Stars, Masons, Rainbow Girls, your local church. There's so many opportunities, if you think outside the box, that you can actually do. You don't have to stay within the normal parameters of, I have to be invited. No, you don't have to be invited to speak. You don't have to be invited to go. Show up. Now, if you find out that you showed up and you really should not have that sash on because there's a lot of partying and alcohol in there, take it off. Be prepared to make the decision once you get there. I've actually showed up to stuff where I thought I was not going to use my sash. Whenever I got there, they were like, why don't you put your sash on? Tell us about what you're doing. Okay. That automatically becomes an emergency appearance time because you're no longer just there for yourself. You're there because they want to get to know about your stuff. If you feel that you're not invited, then most likely it's not a public event. If you go in, your sash is on, and you feel like you're out of place, get the sash off. Don't count it. If you go and you feel uninvited, leave. I've had one time with a different pageant system where I thought I was going because it was Independence for Service Dogs. And I went there thinking it was going to be, it was open to the public. But Sassy was a little bit out of hand. And I was getting all kinds of stares and all kinds of other stuff. I just left. I didn't even count it as a appearance because it was a complete wash. Sometimes that's going to happen, but you have to be willing to step outside the box. Think about what you can do for the community. Think about where you are, what do you want to do. There's plenty everywhere. Small communities, you may have to make your own by thinking outside the box and creating activity, creating events. I've actually had one time where I got together with my group and I did a powwow with 5 people. I did a dance. Dances are not that hard to prepare, and you can have it for different events and make that money, whatever money's raised, go for a specific event. Think about the children in the community. If you think that there's nothing there, then why can't you do stuff for the children of the community or the people of the community to get them to come together? Raise awareness. Plan, like, 1 month you can do something for the veterans. Another month you can do something for the children. Another month you can create a Christmas party. And also, don't forget, there's ways to get donations, too, for these parties. You don't have to have it all out of your pocket. Potlucks are really good. Doing a potluck and having your community come together. Remember, you're there for the community. You're not there for yourself. And plan things around that community. What kind of needs are there in that community? Maybe having a, for Halloween, do a pot, like get a big pot and have each one bring a can of good and make some stone soup for Halloween. What kind of, that stone soup is usually good. Provide like a hamburger to start out with for the base and then go from there. You might be able to look at having like a Halloween fair for a trick-or-treat safe one where you can get downtown and set up tables and do candies and stuff like that for the children so they don't have to go to strange doors and knock. Do a awareness time where you do get together and make people aware of different things. You have your platform. Organize around your platform. There's so many things that you can do, and all you need to do is just think, what can I do? My platform is abilities over disabilities. You can sit around all day going, I can't do this. I can't make appearances. I don't have any way to make appearances. I just can't. My dad once told me, can't, never do anything. So think about your abilities. What can I do? What can I do as far as this appearance goes? How can I make an appearance? What resources are available to me? I'm going to tell you, sometimes I have to get, my husband works, get on a bus in my wheelchair and go someplace. Sometimes it means going across four lanes of traffic in a wheelchair with my service dog. Sometimes it means getting up early enough to know that I'm going to be able to make it to a 5K. Oh, guess what? I do 5Ks. How did I find out about the 5Ks? I looked them up on the internet. I said 5Ks and Oklahoma City. Can I make it? Is there a bus available? There's a bus available? I can go. How about the heat? Right now the heat's hot. Well, maybe I can't go there because the heat's too hot, but what can I do after that? There's mega ways to make appearances. Be on your guard. Think outside the box. And enjoy your time wearing your sash and crown. My name is Elizabeth Reed. I am today's American Woman National Elegant Mrs. 2015. If you want to find out more about our pageant, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Again, www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Thanks and have a great day.